Dictation for Joyce, Joyce, Crips, Crips, November 26, 88. Address as a letter to Dana, Dayna, Schuster, Shust, as in today, PAC 7943215. Dear Miss Schuster, consultation for Mrs. Cripps, Joyce, with prior right side nephrectomy and chronic kidney disease. She apparently was having recurring urinary tract infection, pyelonephritis, as an adult. There was evidence of hydronephrosis, apparently from congenital stenosis from birth. The intention, that was at University of Michigan. The plan was to do some repair of the obstruction. Nuclear medicine scan was showing apparently 40% activity on that right kidney. However, the surgical findings, kidney was not salvable and it has to be removed. This happened 1 year after pregnancy of the first child, which presently is 11 years old, a girl. After that, she has subsequent pregnancies, all of them with some high blood pressure at the end of pregnancy, the last one with preeclampsia. Blood pressure did not return to normal, requiring treatment since the last delivery, which is already 6 years ago. Blood pressure at home, 120s over 70s. She takes amlodipine that is causing some degree of edema. She takes care of her family and is doing homeschooling on the three kids. She's on her feet all day long, trying to do low salt. Recent problems of palpitations but negative workup, and that included an echo and only a 24-hour Holter monitor. There is no associated chest pain, lightheadedness, diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, or dyspnea. She has no orthopnea PND. Otherwise, extensive review system appears to be negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history. Denies diabetes, no coronary artery disease, angina, no congestive heart failure, valve abnormalities, murmur or endocarditis, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies liver disease, no pneumonia, no asthma, no kidney stones, no blood protein in the urine, recurrent infection including pyelonephritis as indicated above. Next paragraph, reported side effects to lidocaine, Vicodin, and anesthetics. Itching with labetalol that was used for pregnancy associated to hypertension associated with pregnancy. Next paragraph, pressing medications, Norvas, and a number of supplements. Next paragraph, freezing weight 265, 71 inches tall. Blood pressure was 140s over 90s bilateral. Alert, orientation 4, no respiratory distress, normal speech, normal skin mucosal, respiratory cardiovascular no abnormalities, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, minimal edema non focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From November, creatinine 1.1. She has fluctuated all the way to 1.3. A normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal albumin calcium. There was an elevated bilirubin, which appears to be new. Off and on, elevated AST, ALT, but normal alkaline phosphatase. Normal glucose, elevated cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL, no gross albumin in the urine, less than 30 milligrams per gram, a prior echo, which is normal. Normal thyroid. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Status post right-sided nephrectomy, abnormalities, ureteral pelvic junction with recurrent infection by pyelonephritis. Some fluctuations of the kidney function, but still within baseline. The last imaging, which is from 2022, the left kidney, normal size, a simple cyst, no obstruction, no stone masses. There is no activity in the urine, prior PTH normal, no secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, hypertension in the office, poorly controlled. She admits to be anxious about this encounter. We requested her to check machine. Our goal blood pressure should be under 130 over 80. We might need to adjust medications accordingly. If there is any question about the true control of blood pressure, we will do a 24-hour blood pressure monitor, as this might guide us for more aggressive treatment, knowing that hypertensive is silent. She needs to continue physical activity, salt restriction. She is overweight. And there is evidence of lipid abnormalities. And given the abnormalities on liver function tests, I will not be surprised if there is a component of fatty liver. You need to assess for potential cholesterol management with statins. Most people for blood pressure control needs more than one agent. We will follow closely all issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.